Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life. Really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
We are so happy that you joined us for the second part of RGF this week. Enjoy it.
Maria's brother was just in town. And
he
you know,
was? Wow.
Yeah, it was great. He got to see. But it's funny. It's another idea thing. So I run down to the gate. I see it's Peter. I'm so excited to see him. I'm like, how was your flight?
Terrible.
Terrible. You know, I had to connect. And then I'm like, well, and then of course I start going into fixing mode. Well, how come you didn't call me? And I kept Undergar Travel Service. Everyone knows I booked the flights and I booked the, you know, and he's like, he said something like, yeah. And he's like, well, you know, he's like, it's, you know, hey, it's just what happens when you don't have the money. And didn't, and it just was like, and so Ida said, when people come in with that negative energy, she's like, she calls it being egged, but with negativity.
Oh, I love that. I like that.
And, but she said, what she does now is, and I actually was doing this with Maria. I didn't even realize it. She, to negative people, rephrase your questions to them. Not how was your flight? What was good about your trip?
Oh,
but here's the thing. I know so many negative, miserable Bostonians who go, Ida, I go, the people Joe and I grew up with, what was good about your trip?
Nothing.
Yep.
I think that.
So what I do with, used to do with Maria, and she hated it. And she would call, and I know it was either to, it was something.
Yeah.
She's worried about something, or something's upsetting her, or it's some menial task to do around the house that I really don't need to be doing because and so I started being like, hey honey, what's all the good news?
Oh my gosh,
I hear there's
that.
Good news.
Oh my god.
And then there'd be this confused pause and then
yeah,
it's not good news, but it would disarm her in a way because I'd be like, I
that's funny.
I love that.
In a good way.
In a good way. In a good way. I think too, going back just briefly to the empath thing and then like even
no,
you.
No, please, because you, Kelsey.
I know, but I think that there's also something with like empaths and fixers and codependency, like all of that.
All of it.
You know, and I think that we have to, and Kev, like even you with Peter, being like, oh my gosh, why didn't you call me? I could have fixed it. It's like, no, you
no.
can't solve everyone's
so,
problem.
So I will say to you, because I'm trying to be better about the Silicon Valley fast fail.
Yeah.
Hours later, his finances and this and that. And then, you know, I said to him, I asked him a simple yes or no question. And rather than get a yes or no, I got this big like, nah, 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 nah. And I put my I just had it. I put my finger in his chest. Hey, yes or no?
Good for you.
And he was like, and,
no, good for you.
And no, but then I explained why.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I always educate. And I said, hey, if I'm, you know, you've been a lone wolf this long and it got you to Egypt. I'm like, you've got to give up control and you've got to let people help you if you want to go to the promised land. Mm-hmm. But if you don't want to go to the promised land, if you like the way it's going, which you're not, because you tell me how depressed you are, you're telling me how alone you feel, you tell me everything. You've got to give up some control. You've got to make some changes. I'm like, but if I come in to do this, you're giving up because it's his finances. I'm coming in for, you know, because I, again, being a regular guy, I also know how to do taxes. So I'm like, I will put it all together. I go, it's not going to be perfect, but it is going to be good and it's going to set you up. It's just like the renovation of this house. It's not perfect. But it also wasn't $2.5 million like the guy tried to charge me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It was literally 8% of that.
Right.
To do more than what he was going to do and the other house. Mm-hmm. And then there's Maria. Yeah. But, you know, look how high this plug is. This is literally what she says to me the other day in the bathroom. Look how high this plug is. I mean, this is why, like, we have to get professional builders.
Maria.
I said, Maria, for $300, I'll remove the mirror and lower the plug. I'm like, or we can spend $2.5 million and get your guy.
Right.
Come on, honey.
Come on.
And she laughs. You're right. But but I'm like, Peter, I'm like, so, but I did say, I'm not helping you. Okay.
I'm not going to fix it.
I'm not just, you know, but I laid down some ground rules. And then the other thing that those personality types is they'll give you the but I got effed about this. So the second thing I said, what did I say to you about talking about past mistakes?
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
you look at past mistakes only in a means where you can profit from it. So I made this mistake. What was the lesson? I'm not going to do it again. That's it. And if you have to go back to that mistake to keep you the train on the tracks, and go back to that mistake and say, oh, shoot, I remember I made that mistake. And I'm like, other than that, there's no other value to it. Mm-hmm. And every like super successful person I've asked, because I've had friends recently do real estate deals that they jumped the gun on too early. Mm. During the pandemic, everyone was nervous. They started selling everything. Now it's worth way more. I'm like, you know, does that? No, I don't think about it at all. I take that money and I put into something else, and I'm going to go. And so, but I had said to him, if we're going to work together, no. He's like, okay, you said you want to be successful. That's how successful people think. No, no more about the, okay. So I'm laying down the ground rules. So like, if I were, again, someone of my age with your friend, I'm like, we're not doing this anymore.
No. Mm-hmm.
You're either going to take my advice, and you're gonna take responsibility and start making some changes in your life, or that's, I don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about Taylor. It's gonna be amazing. But if you're not there with her, you know what you do, Pooj? You change the subject, you walk away. You can do things to educate people to go, he or she's not feeling it. I can't get away with it anymore.
Yeah.
That's what you do. I'm telling you, you talk about fun things, you get them, and when they try to bring it back to, and then you literally start walking away, and you can train them to go, oh, that's not going to work with Pooja anymore. And then they have to go find another host victim.
Yeah.
But you have to hope that they run out of victims, so they look themselves in the mirror and go, come on.
I know. I started having to give her tough love and be like, you're not taking anything I'm saying. So there's nothing else I can say. I've said it all.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know. Like, I don't know really what you want me to say. And then she kind of stopped. And to her credit, she did start trying to change it and stuff.
That's her journey.
Totally. I'm happy for her. But yeah, you have to be like, I can't do anything for you anymore. I gave you it all. Like, and you're not taking
draw
it.
Draw that line.
Yeah.
And you have to find a way out. And then the other way out is comedy.
Mm-hmm. Comedy must rule.
Because I told you that.
Yeah.
Kelsey, like, even with your sister when she was going to be late.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God, yes.
Just go the other way with it. Yeah. Like, you know, so like, no, it's amazing. Like, we can't, you know, yeah, it's, no, this is amazing. I remember I was dealing with a kid at the children's hospital. He was like 18 and smart. Really knew his wrestling. Mm. Like, brilliant. And I said, why don't we do a wrestling podcast? It would be amazing. Negative. And I also understand, I think the pain medicine makes you like that.
Yeah.
But then I started messing with him, where I started going the other way with him. Like, oh, phew, yeah, you're right. That's why I bother with that. No. Just, that's all. We should do. Let's just play more video games. That'll fix everything. And I go, that's amazing. And he knew I was effing with him, but it was breaking him in a fun way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So this friend's not, you're handling this friend the right way. But sometimes you just go with comedy.
Yeah.
Well, you know why this is happening to you. You got effed in life.
You got effed.
Yeah. By the way, I do it with my mother all the time. Mom, I don't know why God has done this to you. It's terrible. You being retired since 55, you in your townhouse in Reading, you and your amazing devoted partner, Frankie, you know, making you have to walk around the Burlington Mall 4 times a week whatever you choose to, your 4 trips a year. It's just not fair. I know. You got screwed, but what are you going to do, right? And Frankie jumps in and starts, yeah, we get screwed all the time, Kevin. He totally goes along with it. And she just laughs now.
So funny.
Because, and now, but by the way, she also doesn't go there with me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, come to me when, God forbid, there's a diagnosis of some. Come to me with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other stuff, no.
No.
Don't tell me if you're upset by the news. What does that have to do with you?
What? You're like, I don't need to talk about that.
You're going to see Willie Nelson. She just went to see Willie Nelson up
amazing.
And we had all the pictures and
so fun.
Yeah, you're fine, Ma, honestly. You got screwed in life, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Shut up, Kevin. What are you going to do? Last thing I'm going to say is this. This is another idea. I'm ready for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Stimulants of any kind. So any just drugs of any kind, whether they bring you up or bring you down,
mm-hmm.
borrow from your future to prop you up in the present.
Ooh.
But
ain't that the truth though?
Right?
That's you think cool. about even like alcohol, right? It's like in the moment propping you up, and then you lose the next day because you're hungover.
That's right.
Yep.
So because I was saying to her, I'm like, why is it that I can't drink anymore?
I've tried
like the edibles. I've tried like Sean got me this mushroom tea and I tried it.
No, I'm the same. Nothing.
And you know, and then the next day I am exhausted. I'm cranky. Nothing is good for me. And she just said, she also said as you age, you accumulate more toxins in your body, so you can't tolerate. But also, if your frequency levels are going up.
Me and Kelsey were talking about this the other week.
Yeah.
We're like, we just don't want to go out and like go crazy drinking anymore. Like, it's not fun. Like, the next day, you like waste half your day, like, and you could be doing productive things. I don't know. Maybe it's getting older. You're like, it's like there's a little bit of a stopwatch or a clock.
Yeah.
You know, like you want to, like, you don't have as much time as you did before to be doing all the things you want to do.
My new thing is,
and
no,
now you're
hard
wasting
day.
It. Yeah, right. Like, still go out, like, have fun, like dance,
like, go
with
do
your friends.
Thing.
We don't have to be like, the other weekend, I think I texted you the next day, and all my friends, they were like, oh my God, I'm so hungover Saturday. And I was like, I woke up at like 8. I like went on a walk.
Yep.
I was like, I feel so good.
Yep.
And I get so
that
much
was
done
this weekend too.
By the time that they woke up, and I was like, this feels so much better.
Yeah.
Like, so much better.
Yeah, when do you ever wake up in the morning and go, that was the best night of drinking ever?
Literally never.
Oh, my
never.
The anxiety that
I probably
comes,
did
the
when
anxiety.
I was younger, but...
I mean, like, you unpack and it's fun in the moment. And, like, that's where I believe everything in moderation, right? That's what
right.
Pooja and I was like, I'm not going to be that person. Because I also can't stand it when... there are your friends who are like, I'm done. I'm not going to drink again. And I'm like, that's not
course.
Realistic.
No, exactly.
Like,
no.
Stop.
No.
Don't do that. That's annoying. But I'm like, I'm going to not drink hard alcohol. I'm just going to have, a seltzer or a June. Like that I can do.
Yeah.
And then
like
I'm chilling.
Nice buzz that doesn't kill you the next day.
And doesn't borrow from your future.
Doesn't borrow from you.
Yeah.
Dang.
But I like
no,
that.
That's real though.
I'm in
I
a
think
lot
when
of...
you enjoy your days, you don't want to sacrifice them by having a hard night.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. That's
I'm really in a lot of debt to I have been. I've been paying off the debt for my future, but yeah, I definitely borrowed a lot from the future back in the day.
No, I mean, same. I think we all did.
I got overserved a lot.
Same.
And
I
it's
overserved
still fun.
Myself.
Yeah. Like, you're obviously going to go out and have your nights.
Totally.
You're not going to give up your nights, but you don't have to go as
Kels, do you know our St. A's clique of friends? They're graduating this year. They're all seniors.
Girls.
Yeah. They
so happy for them.
Yeah. They're excited for senior year, but they're definitely a little sad because the party, that's it.
I know.
And that goes, there goes all our
go
contacts
off and thrive.
There.
Sad.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
they
it.
Were all the young. Yeah.
Damn.
That's it. Now we're done.
Now we out.
All right. Before we go into RGF bonus, this is from Business Growth Mentor.
Okay. Mm.
Porn isn't real sex. Cocaine isn't real energy. Alcohol isn't real courage. Gambling isn't real investing. Business books aren't real business. Social media isn't really social. Nightly news aren't real facts. Caffeine isn't real adrenaline. Video games aren't real life.
I saw that and I loved it too.
Right?
So good.
Although, like, Business Growth Mentor I love, but sometimes they really, right? They get very genderist.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah. I think so. I know, she poos confused. All right, so everyone knows my joke. It's because Ali G, one time when he was doing this parody character.
Yeah, no, I know the joke.
He said, why are you being all racialist?
Yeah.
The guy was like, that's not even a word.
Yeah.
So I like racialist. I like genderist. I like anything that it just, seems offensive, but makes no sense.
But what do they do that's genderist?
Right, why is it genderist?
I just, some of it is just not popular narrative today.
Mm.
You know, it's very like... it feels patriarchal. It feels, from what I'm being brainwashed, I mean, from what I'm being like understood for what that is.
Interesting.
It just, and by the way, good for them for going for it
on
some things, but there's, but most of it is, it's sound advice, I think. I think that was sound advice.
I like that.
I like
a lot.
Yeah. No, I liked it. I thought that was great.
Can we watch Paul Rubens, AKA Pee Wee Herman, when this is one of his first roles? But you want to talk about a scene stealer where you just knew this guy was going to be a star?
Mm.
Oh, I don't think you have it there. Nope. Nope, this isn't it. That's Pee-wee. All right, so you want to go Paul Rubens and you want to say, I think, Cheech and Chong movie, I'm sorry. Anyway. Now, we've got Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
We're very excited. Now, will it be a pregame for Taylor?
Of course.
Oh, of course.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Because my apartment's the closest to Inglewood. To SoFi. So everyone's going to come over to my place. Erica has a friend flying in from Chicago. Like, fun. Good stuff.
So
and
fun.
We're just going to, you know, Pooja and I have similar outfits, which is funny because we didn't even plan it.
Mm-mm.
I have like a hot pink dress with white boots and she has a like bright orange dress with white boots. So twins.
We're going to get lots of photos.
Lots of pics.
No, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it.
But yeah, I'm so excited. It will be so much fun.
So much fun. Oh, we didn't tell them about the friendship bracelets.
Oh my God, that's right. Yeah, so Kev, it's a whole thing with Taylor that you like make friendship bracelets and then you trade the friendship bracelets. I'm wearing one now that says Karma. And so there's been, it's gotten really big because there's been a lot of celebrities who go to the Taylor shows.
You know, they've been, so wait, so it's tied to Taylor, the friendship bracelets?
Yeah, so it's like you do like a name of her song or like something that has to do with her and then you trade them. Like
all, right, okay.
All the homies.
I think it's stemmed from the rave culture where in raves they would you exchange bracelets. And like, I think we kind of adopted it.
I've got my girl dad queen that you guys made me.
That's right. I don't remember exchanging bracelets at raves.
Really?
Really?
That was the whole thing.
Yeah. We'd always
and you'd have it, you'd have it like bracelet up to your elbows.
Yeah. Like you'd leave with, I remember leaving with so many.
Were you too high? What's going on? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You that like, was you, it. Like, you like grab each other's hands.
And then you would do the,
you do the fingers and then cross
and
over. Yeah.
Exactly.
And then you like, yeah. It's a whole handshake.
Kevin, I think, maybe I, think I need to up, I need to freshen your bracelet.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Your pink's fading a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. She needs a little freshening up. But yeah, it's cool. So Pooja and I had a night last weekend and we made some bracelets. So
it was wonderful.
We'll be trading.
Yes.
See, this is the good side of free time.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, just being happy and enjoying your
life. It
lives.
Was nice. It was good for our minds. It was kind
so
of therapeutic.
Good. So therapeutic. It was great.
It was nice.
We have to go. So, you know, I told you before, my mentor does all of her merchandise.
Uh-huh.
And when I tell you a football size stadium warehouse he has, that is pallets and pallets and pallets of her merch. He's like, Chicago. He's pointing to me. It's like, and you were saying it's hard to get.
People have been lining up 3 hours
more than 3 hours.
Here's the thing. He's,
really?
Someone told me that people had been camping from that morning, like 8 a.m.
For merch?
Because they, 8 a.m.
Whoa. And I wasn't joking about the diapers, y'all. Apparently, there was some news story because she does a 3 hour set.
Oh, explain this because we were off air when we talked about
the diapers. Yeah, so there's she does a 3 hour set going through all her eras of her albums. And so people have been joking that they're wearing diapers so that they don't have to miss any songs by going to the bathroom.
Yes, I will. I'd rather pee my pants than miss a song.
I would rather go to the bathroom.
I wouldn't.
You can still hear from the bathroom.
I would, but
like it's also SoFi. We're at where the Rams play. Like it's massive.
That's true.
So
yeah, no, we'll
it's
be
gonna
fine.
It's gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be.
We'll
incredible.
Send you guys so many vids.
There's a surprise song at each of her concerts where she doesn't tell you what the song is. Like she chooses one. And I hope we get a good one.
We better.
I mean, it's LA. It's Saturday night.
Yeah, I wonder who we're going to see.
I wonder what the
celebs are going to be there. Everyone's going to be there because we're the Saturday show. So exciting.
I wonder if she's going to bring someone out.
Maybe.
She
probably will.
Because it's the backyard. Yeah.
Right. I wonder if she's going to do.
Because she brought Ice Spice in New York.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know.
Good stuff, guys.
I'm more of a Miley fan.
You can't compare.
I admire Taylor, but I just,
I think
Taylor,
they're different.
Well, right. One is like, I mean, Taylor's right, Matt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so yeah, you know me.
I love
always,
Miley too.
I'm always going to go for the alt version.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Cindy Lauper, not a Madonna.
I think that Faye made it Miley a little harder. I think that she was a little more affected. But both Sagittarius.
Yeah, but I also think that
both
she's,
Sagittarius.
But also think she's more gritty,
mm-hmm,
more angst. I don't know if she's so universal. Like she's,
her voice definitely isn't.
I mean, yeah, but there's just, I mean, she's in a backyard doing those backyard
she's
sessions
so
with
good.
These old singers and like talk about a really old, I mean, Taylor's an old soul too with her poetry and her writing,
it appeals more to everyone.
It's big. You know, and whereas I like I said, I'm more,
I like Noah. Miley's sister, I think, is like such a little hidden gem of a talent.
Absolutely.
Her
absolutely.
Voice is crazy.
All right, so let good. Me see Pee-wee's big scene here.
Okay.
Oh, no, this isn't it. Oh, maybe it is. Oh, it is it. Yeah.
And don't be frightened. It's just me. I'm so sorry. Boys, it's been a terrible mistake. Howie is going to say something to you.
Howie, set Howie. Them up.
I'm going to get you out of this as quickly as possible. Howie, now say, come on now. Say your little
Paul Rubens. I'm sorry I took the money.
That's it.
I'm sorry I took the money. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What is happening?
I'm awfully sorry. That's fine. Now, boys, all the money is here. Come along, Howie.
Thank
you. I just want to apologize to you again. Tell you how amazing. Sorry I am.
You know he's improvising.
Yeah.
She's sorry. I'm sorry.
He's so cute.
Just don't hesitate to ask. Come along, Howie. It's time for your lobotomy.
Oh, my God.
Watch
this. Did they
watch this.
I'm not sorry I took the money.
Did they ever have him host SNL?
No.
Really?
No.
God, that would have been great.
It would have been amazing. But yeah. Again, I wished. I don't know. This big my ego is huge enough to think that I could have helped him, but I think I could have.
I think you could have too.
So sad. We always do sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm
That's
sorry.
Amazing.
Sorry. I'm sorry. She's sorry.
I'm not sorry.
All right, kids. Let's listen. I know we're gonna have to go out with the queens, but I'm really taxing South Africa a lot. So maybe, Nat, do we just go into our RGF bonus Pooji? You ready with pop corner?
I got you.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Let's go right into Pooji's pop corner. So everyone pop else, corner. Though, try to remember why. Why we're here, learn from mistakes, help each other, and have some fun.
Laughs
along the way by Betches. Really speed up that ending.
Just, yep, there we keep go. It going.
And for you Fab Four that's out there still listening, let's go to RGF Bonus.
I think maybe there's a Fab Two still listening.
A Fab Two. Yeah. What, Angie and Alyssa?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, those would be the two.
Yeah, Angie and Alyssa. Hey, Ann would listen. That's three.
There we
I
go.
I don't know if Ann Sleeman listens.
Ann?
I don't know.
Come on.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Bailey, too. Bailey always listens.
And listens.
She goes all the way to bonus?
Oh, I don't know if she goes all the
way.
Yeah.
No. So bonus is, this is like everyone is deboarded spirit and, you know.
Yeah. They're like, we out.
Yeah, it's just a couple people, just the lingerers hanging on. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Let's go.
Unfortunately, not the best news for two of our favorites, Lizzo and Doja Cat, this week.
Why?
So I'll start with Doja Cat. She tweeted out her fan base. You know how Taylor Swift's fans call themselves Swifties?
Yes.
Her Doja Cat's fans call themselves kittens.
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah.
And she was like, if you're right, you get it. She's like, if you're associate, if you call yourself a kitten, like as in her fan, or have any kitten fan accounts, you're stupid and you're wasting your time. And she tweeted out a thread.
Why would she say that to us?
I don't know. And she lost, like, I think, like hundreds of thousands of followers, like, in a day. All these fan accounts closed.
Doja.
She was, like, berating her fans about being wasting their time and, like,
you know,
being
that stupid. That almost harkens to the 1970s punk era. Like, they would, it was, you know, like a Lou Reed. Mm-hmm. He was brilliant, but he'd crap all over his face. He just hated everybody.
Oh, no.
But that's so strange in today's day and age.
Right. And everyone's like,
has she done follow-up?
Really. I don't think so, no.
Doja? I think Doja's bipolar. She, like, goes on manic. Like, okay. She's had a couple of, like, she shaved her eyebrows off. And then, like, yeah, she's had a couple.
That's why I'm going back to Meg Thee Stallion.
We love Meg.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I mean, I love Doja too. Doja's amazing, but I did see that.
I was like, what? No,
Kelsey.
Just strange.
Don't put words in my mouth. No bigger Doja Cat fan than me.
You.
However,
right,
I'm
right.
just saying.
No bigger cat.
Right, thank you. No,
no bigger cat.
And I don't know what's going on.
Cap on that.
I'm going
to. Oh, that's a lie. Sorry, carry on.
Right?
I'm trying to use my lingo.
Got it. So we cap, right?
No, we say no cap.
No cap.
No cap.
No cap. No cap. Okay,
good
continue.
Job.
and Lizzo, Kels can help me with this one.
Yeah, I will, because she had a response this morning. I read it.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, though.
So Lizzo was one of her dancers. Three of her dancers came out and were talking about
and
how
sued
she was,
her.
Yeah, they were suing her because of bad work environment.
Basically, they said it was a horrible, hostile work environment that she pressured them to, like, do all this, like, sexual weird shit
right.
in Amsterdam.
Wrong mood.
And also, like, judged them on their weight
right,
and
fat-shamed
them. And so then she came out with a statement that was just basically like,
please hope she stuck up for herself.
She did. No, it was a beautifully written statement where it was just like...
Natty's not even nodding from South Africa.
It was... It,
no, because I just...
She's like...
Because I already even read the room. Exactly. I do this all the time with you guys. And like, I know. Yeah. No, it's like, because I know. I know what's going on. And I'm sorry. I'm cursed with this. Well, and I'm cursed with age, experience, no, I know. And intuition.
But listen to this, Kev. I'm just reading a small part of it. But she was like, these sensationalized stories are coming from former employees who have already publicly admitted that they were told their behavior on tour was inappropriate and unprofessional. She fired them, and now these three girls are coming back. And again, it's like, no, you don't ever know who's right and all of this stuff. But she did really stick up for herself, and I was good. I was like, go off, because it was like really awful.
It was awful stuff that they were saying.
Awful. Well, yeah. Awful.
Here's what I just, we are so, oh my God.
So bad. It was
no,
bad.
Just everyone is looking for the trap door to open on them, and we reward it. We reward people, you know. And again, it just, they hurt the real victims. But I'm gonna believe Elizzo, because
I do too.
I just,
well, it's like she's built her career off.
And listen, there's a famous reality show, you figure it out, that the contestants have all come forward and said, they did this, they did that, they did this. And I remember, Kelsey, we were having this talk with a bunch of us. And your group with millennials was like, yeah, and they did this. And then you guys all work in the business. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. That doesn't really add up. It doesn't sound accurate. Sure enough, I talked to someone who works there.
Who knows?
Who, you know this person.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, literally has her parents live with her because she takes care of her parents. Yep. Like, is one of the kindest, sweetest souls. And she was like, you want to talk receipts?
Yep.
We have them all on film. We film everything. We're a reality show. All 100% lies.
Yep.
And we have all the proof. Like, of course, I'm like, wait, that doesn't sound like mm-hmm. your company. It doesn't sound this. She doesn't run the company, but she's
very
an exec there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, all made up to get more likes and more fame. And the sad thing is, they'll probably settle. Because they don't want to drag the case out to fight it, so they get rewarded. So now the next group of people who want to go on those shows to become famous know what they're signing up for, sign every release in the world, and it still doesn't matter. That's why I laugh when people are like, we have a confidentiality agreement, we have a contract. What does it matter today to this generation? It doesn't matter.
Care.
You can sue them for everything. They're like, I have nothing, or I don't care what I'm going to have in the future anyway. Like, and for that reason,
I'm out. I really hope she fights this.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Because I just, as soon as the story unfolded, I'm like, no, this is people that are looking. And again, this is just something with the younger generations that we've been in meetings, Kelsey, remember? Mm-hmm. And we've meeting with people prospectively to work with. And the couple of things they asked me, I'm like,
yes.
Bye, B.
Yes.
I'm like, you're looking.
Yes.
You're looking for where the trap door is. You're not coming in. I never went into a job going, where's the trap door? I'm going to fall down. No, I went in to be like, I'm going to go in. I'm going to kick ass. I'm going to learn. Yes. We know. I get it. Like, I'm in a different position. I do understand that, but I still don't think it's healthy. If you go into a job in that way, you're going to make that reality. You know, we know that, scientifically proven, that if you're going to be looking for that trap door, eventually you're going to find it. But I just seeing who she is and how talented she is and how far she's come.
And everything she's like built her career off and like stood for and all that. I was just like, what?
Everyone has a bad day. And I laugh because if people knew what it would take to be Lizzo every day. They just think with celebrities, it's like sitting halftime at a game or being front row Taylor. And that's no. I don't know if I could do it, but I know when I see people, you guys wouldn't make it a week.
You could never.
On this schedule these guys are on.
No.
You know, so entitled to have
whatever.
A bad day
or
say something inappropriate
or
something that comes off. No one is playing a perfect game, but man, we're going to like try to cancel Lizzo. No, no, sorry. Mm-hmm. No, super talented and seems just nice and genuine. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just going to go on my experience and my intuition. Like, it just doesn't sound accurate. Yeah. And I'm really glad she's not doing the, I'm sorry, what could I do? No. Like,
no. No, her statement was really great.
No, because guess what? Sometimes people aren't good at their job and sometimes you get fired.
For real.
And if you do get fired, like, okay, then maybe that's the not job for you, or maybe you,
but
like,
so,
what
like,
can you fix in yourself for the next job?
But
I don't
that's
know.
It. That's why I look at these, you know, and it's such a lesson for everybody, but it's like, I'm sure these three girls, to be a professional dancer is really effing hard, and it's
so hard.
And everyone wants it. So it's like, you finally get on tour, you mess up, okay, you went too far and you get fired, okay, so then you work on yourself and do better and keep touring and go with somebody else, and I'm sure she'd take you back if you, but now you've effed yourself so hard,
yeah,
by trying to do, like, that's what for me I was like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I've had people reach out to me that want to get hired, and I'm like, after you've lit all these other people on fire, no,
you're out of your mind. But I think that that's
don't
the problem.
Lower the shields.
They think that, like, they're like, oh, I can still do this, and no, it'll be fine, I could still go tour with somebody else. Like, absolutely not.
No way. No,
I don't know. It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Get me to the woods of Connecticut. I just
come to the beach.
It's someone else's game. No, the we'll lake, go see the lake house.
We'll go see sea lions. Yeah. Okay. The lake house
is where I'm gonna end
up.
I just like, it's for a younger person's game to figure this out. I just I just can't do it anymore.
Too much.
Too much. Well,
for that reason
we're out.
All right, Pooji, what else is going on?
That was the two big stories of the week.
You're right. That does.
And Angus. Yeah.
And of course, the death, which was sad. So.
Well, Angus, very sad. Doja Cat, oof.
Yeah, come on, girl.
I know. Those were definitely the biggest ones of the week.
And I'm glad Lizzo's just standing tall. And by the way, everyone's going to back Lizzo.
For sure.
I wouldn't kick over that beehive.
No.
Yeah, no, I think people were already like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, it was such a
shock. Totally.
Like, good. Well, like, but it's so easy to believe the negative.
Mm-hmm.
I swear there's something in human beings where that's...
Well, because I think they want to see successful people fall, you know?
I'll give you even a little deeper.
Tell me.
They do that because that's fun. We love building people up in this country and then tear them down. It's a lot of fun, apparently.
Word on the street.
No, I think that makes the miserable civilian feel better.
Totally.
Because they
More
can
powerful.
Say... They can say, okay, Lizzo has all that money and fame, but it's because, see, she's a horrible person.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't have that.
I'm a good person.
Yeah.
Totally.
So
absolutely.
I chose to be, you know how many people have tried to pull that on Maria and I? Like, no, because you wanted your dinners, you know, at nice restaurants. You wanted your weekends off. You wanted all of these other things that we didn't. We worked day and night, seven, and you've been around us, Kelsey. So, and then we kept working, and we still kept taking care of whoever we had.
But
they
didn't
want to
do that, so
you
it's
didn't
easier
do
to
it.
Just blame.
You didn't want to do it. You didn't want to live on
claims.
Diet Coke and hot dog buns like I did in the carny business for 9 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes with peppers and onions when that would be the breakfast bun, by the way.
Oh,
we would say, would you prepare me a breakfast bun? This is what we'd say.
Yeah.
Let me get right on that. And the breakfast bun would be, you would get a hot dog roll, and then we would put a little sugar and cinnamon on it. And that would be your breakfast bun. And then
how did you guys like function?
And the dinner bun would be the roll, the sausage roll or the hot dog roll, with peppers and onions. Because that would, especially the peppers would come out of a can, so they always be fresh. And that would be your dinner bun. And how did you survive? You survived because you'd be very surprised what the human body can survive on. If you saw my contractors and stuff would come here, they're workers. Like, it's not healthy to do it. And it's, but
you do it.
My dad was like, can you say like, Kevin, like I only had enough money for I thumbed to work with when we were kids. And he's like, and I only had enough money. I used to have just enough for like a Snickers bar and a Coke. He's like, but that just got me through, you know? And so we were never, you know, thinking like I have to, you know, the people I knew who didn't make it were the ones who started out with me. And it was, I can't have carbs. I can't have this. I need this. I need that. Well, okay. Well, you need all of that stuff. I need to get stuff done and work. Again, I'll bring it back to my brother-in-law. I was saying to him, my old boss, one of the things, you know, I've told the story before, but like, he had like a brand new Corvette, and we needed to pick up permits for one of our weekend carnivals or jobs or events we were doing. And he gave it away to like one of the kids, like in high school. Are you crazy? Like, what's your brand new car? Like, this, he's a maniac. You can't. And he was like, listen to me. He's like, what's he going to do? Crack it up? He's like, it's a $500 deductible. He's like, but if I don't get that permit,
I'm screwed.
It's going to cost us $10,000, $20,000 for a whole weekend. Yeah. All the, and he's like, I already have like all that money invested. And so I always, you see me, Kelsey, take my car. Take anything that keeps the job going. I'm like, I'm not sweating. No. But the people who sweat those little things, in especially in those formative years, like, no, something, when you redline, something's got to give. I don't care what anyone, work-life balance and all this bullshit. When you're trying to make it or you have a lofty dream, something's going to give. Yeah. Something. Now, maybe if it's not your health, then maybe it's going to have to be your social life. But something's going to, anyone's work-life balance, whatever, well, I don't know. Maybe they've figured it all out. I haven't seen it if you really want to get to that next level. But then once you get there, yeah, easy now, hard later. Mm-hmm. Papa used to say all the time, hard now, easy later. But early on, that was how we got by for years.
Yeah.
But we would make it fun. It was you would get your breakfast bun or your dinner bun. And then when the sausage rolls were fresh, then those were exquisite. That was special time.
Special time.
Yeah, once every like 2 weeks, the bread would come in. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't wait. I'm so thinking dinner bun.
I can't.
That's how you get by.
Yeah, good stuff.
But anyway, I don't know. We're in bonus now, so. Anyway. Well, kids, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You guys have fun at Taylor.
We'll send you all the pics.
Yeah.
I'll look forward to it.
Yeah.
I have a friend's.
What are you doing?
Chuck Saffler, president of Fox TV. He's got his 60th birthday.
I think I met him.
He's amazing. Boston
so sweet.
Guy. He's
best.
So,
that's awesome. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and I feel like there's another scam tonight, too, but I don't know what it is.
Love.
Yeah.
So scam fun. On.
Happy birthday, Ashley Daniels.
That's right.
And that's it. All will
Leo
be well.
Season. That's
Natty,
right.
you and the boy this weekend? You and little Dylan?
I do not have Dylan this weekend, but on Sunday, I'm picking him up and we're going to Natasha's son's birthday.
That's good. Natasha Graziano.
That'll be
who's
fun.
Been on Heels Squad. That's going to be.
We want pictures.
That's going to be an event. How old is the son?
He's turning 7.
I can imagine.
I want pics.
Him and Dylan are like best friends. It's so
great.
I love
that's
that.
That's cute.
I can't
is
even.
Is it like a Barbie theme or something?
Oh, yeah.
It's a swimming party.
Oh, okay. Chill. That's chill.
That's fine.
You know, you've inspired us with his neon party. Maria's like, that sounds so fun. She's like, our next party needs to be a neon party.
I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think just.
That's fun.
Right?
That fun. Bright colors.
It's already fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You walk in the door and it's fun.
Big fan. Right. Big fan.
That is so fun.
I love that.
Neon party.
Okay, great.
So glow sticks and what, like neon paints you can put on your face maybe?
Yeah.
Like a face painter.
Yeah.
That
and then lots
fun.
Of blue
cool.
light.
Cool. I like that.
Well.
Very cool.
See, guys, life's not so bad. Maybe I won't go hide in the Connecticut woods.
No, not yet. Not yet.
All right. Well, guys.
We out.
Bye, bees.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.
Hey, Heel Squad, we have been on quite the journey together, and we're hearing from so many of you just how much this show is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. We love, love, love it, and we just ask that you don't keep it to yourself. Spread the message and share the show or your favorite episode with your friends. And if you want to help us even more, you can leave us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and follow us on Instagram at Heal Squad. You can also DM us anytime because we love connecting with you. And finally, you can also join us on Patreon for our monthly live heal events with world-class healers and ad-free episodes exclusive only to Patreon and our Super Heal Squad for as little as $10 a month. So go to patreon.com/healsquad to join. Getting better isn't easy, friends, but as I say all the time, it's a whole lot easier if we can do it together. We love you all so much, and we love doing this thing called life with you.